There is major speculation that Kendrick Lamar will be dropping his new album sometime soon, and that sometime soon could maybe be in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot that has happened in the past couple of months with this new Kendrick album. It's been very mysterious, but we do have some key indications that it is probably coming sometime soon, guys. So that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. All these new updates that go into this and everything that you could probably find out about this new Kendrick Lamar album. So if you guys like this type of content from us, please subscribe, because we will be keeping you updated with this whole Kendrick Lamar rollout, and we will be delivering you the review and reaction on the night that it drops. So, you know, we're back in this, man. We're back in the Kendrick Lamar saddle. We're talking about this new album again. There's a lot of stuff that's happened since we've talked about it before, and it seems like it's actually coming soon at this point.
Also, if you guys are watching this the day it comes out on the Thursday, October 21st, tomorrow we are dropping an album review to Good Kid, Mad City, so stay tuned for that if that would interest you. But speaking on Kendrick Lamar and this rollout for his new album, it's really exciting because we've gotten a couple of guest verses from him on the Baby Keem album this year, especially, you know, Family Ties really struck a nerve because he's talking about how he's coming in 2021 and he's not taking any prisoners. And now the major update that we've gotten is the fact that he's changed his Spotify profile picture. And this is the first time that he's changed it since releasing Damn in 2017. So this is a major indication that we're now entering this new era of Kendrick officially, with an album to be associated with it. Not only that, but of course, he dropped that letter earlier on this year mentioning how he was soon going to be dropping his final studio album with TDE, which, again, he said would be coming soon. And of course, he hinted that he will be dropping in 2021. And if we look at this new profile picture, we see Kendrick in a hoodie, and you can kind of read out what it says. And we see that the word volunteer seems to be spelled out on that. So, do you see any meanings coming from there, or do you think it's just kind of randomly?
I'm not sure, but I'm intrigued by the profile picture, because we see it often where artists will just switch their, you know, their Spotify or Apple Music picture right before they drop. And I mean, it's massive for Kendrick because hasn't changed it since Damn. But let's actually talk about these leaks and snippets, because there's a lot of stuff that's been leaked. Precisely 6 songs have been leaked from the album
as of right now.
But the thing is, not don't go listen to the leaks and the snippets, but I want you guys to know something. Okay, for Damn, the album was leaked apparently 2 weeks before the actual release date. So is this something that we might see again with this new album? Are we getting prepared for something that's going to be a surprise? I don't know. But not only that, but he's actually going to be headlining Day in Vegas in 3 weeks precisely. So he is going to be kickstarting some shows. Plus, we did find out that he will be headlining the Super Bowl in February with Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Mary J. Blige. So there's a lot of stuff for, you know, happening with Kendrick in the next couple of months. It would probably be a very good time for him to drop this album.
Yeah, it would be. And going back to those leaks, I mean, this is a huge thing because we're actually seeing that the music sounds finished. You know, that's what the people that have heard the leaks have said, that it sounds like a finished product. And the titles of some of these leaks include Out of Pocket, Handsome, Therapy Session Number 9, Caged Bird, Fight Song, and more, as well as features from the likes of Baby Keem. So it sounds like this album is done. I mean, who knows if these leaks are even from this era or if they're from like 2020 or 2019. These could be older leaks, and we'll never know until we get the actual album if they will be featured on the project. But it's still a good sign to see that Kendrick is making waves and that he does seem, you know, like he's gearing up to drop new music. As you said, with those headlining festivals and, of course, with the Super Bowl halftime show. But how did you feel about when you saw that story come out that he apparently submitted songs for publishing on ASCAP?
I'm not sure. I think that there's a very big possibility that was all photoshopped and that it's fake news and that it doesn't necessarily have any validity. But I do think he's dropping soon, though. I definitely
how
think
soon?
He's dropping. I think it's
give me that
be
answer.
Well, listen, GKMC's 9th anniversary is tomorrow, you know, like from the time of this, you know, the time that you guys are watching this. So it could end up being tomorrow or it could end up being in a couple of weeks.
If someone could pull off a surprise drop, it is Kendrick.
But not only that, but it's the perfect opportunity to do so. I mean, the narrative's there. CLB and Donda are already out. You know, people have had their time to age with them. Now Kendrick could come into that mix and really grab that album of the year spot where people are going to be surprised. Not only that, but I mean, the whole thing of the Spotify picture, you know, the whole thing of the Super Bowl, the whole thing of Day in Vegas, you know, the leaks, like there's too much shit going on where when Kendrick's not releasing music, you'll never hear this stuff about him. But why has he came back now and done all these features? You know, why has he talked to the media and to the public? Why has he, you know, done all of these different things if he's not going to drop music? You know, like he said the headspace he was in before was very calming, wasn't looking at his phone. So it probably does mean that something is going to happen.
This is my guess. I'm going to go for a prediction that on Friday, October 22nd, and some of you might be viewing this, you know, past that date, but I'm guessing that on the 22nd, we get the Heart Part 5. I think he'll drop that and get the rollout going. And the following week, October 29th, we get Kendrick Lamar's new album. I don't know. That's just kind of what I'm feeling right now. I feel like the release is imminent, and someone like Kendrick Lamar does not need a long rollout. Yes, he has had singles for previous rollouts, but I think that he's at a point where, you know, he's going to put the industry on blast. He's going to talk his shit, and he'll do it by any means necessary. But speaking on the actual album, I just kind of want like your thoughts on where you think he's going to go.
There's a lot of different places. Well, based on what I heard from Baby Keem's album, I think it's going to be completely different than what we've gotten before. So you kind of understand how he's going to be trying out these much quicker flows where like he's going at an incredible rate and, you know, the breath control's on point. I also think that he's going to get more quirky with his delivery and he's going to try and include some stuff. And
the vocal alteration, right?
And not only that, but I think we're going to get a lot of rock-influenced beats. I feel as if that's what Kendrick's trying right now. And maybe want something more aggressive in production and want something that's going to be more hard-hitting. But give me your final predictions for the album. What do you think it's going to sound
like? I think that there definitely will be some rock-inspired production, maybe some jazzy production once again. And I do think that, you know, that weird kind of voice that he's been, you know, showing us and kind of previewing on songs like Family Ties and Range Brothers, that will come into play. I think Kendrick will be at his most playful. And I also think that that Oklahoma alter ego will come into effect with this album. And this whole album might be told from somebody else's perspective, but we'll have to see. And like we said earlier, guys, we will be keeping you updated on everything Kendrick related for the entire rollout, all the way up until the album drop, and even beyond that, post content to actually digest the album and give our thoughts for it. So let us know how excited you guys are for the album. Smash the like button if you enjoyed this video, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel because we're doing album reviews and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys and I'll see you on the next one.